Nature often gives things multiple purposes. What one thing is to one species can be completely different to another. Today, Jane Andrews explores nature's music to our ears. This is A Walk in the Park.
It was twice in one day this week that people asked me to identify a specific bird call they heard from a CD we play at the store. By far, it is the most requested identification, perhaps because of its soothing sound. What bird is that, they ask, and they are surprised at the answer. It's a chickadee, recalling the chickadee-dee-dee call familiar to them and the rapid pattern of their lives. It's hard to match that up with such a beautiful, drawn-out call. Most birds have many calls. Upon arriving home from work, I was greeted by an alarm call from a nearby red-winged blackbird. Its volume and consistency was the equivalent of human hollering. I thought the alarm was sounded about me, until I turned around and saw a sharp-shinned hawk chasing a mourning dove in my garden. Witnessing the circle of life, the dove managed to get away. The hawk then took a moment to gather himself. The red-winged blackbird did a good job of ruining the hawk's chances to grab a quick meal, and off he flew to some new, unsuspecting bird activity. It has been determined that birds have many series of calls, and that their calls are consistent over the generations. We just don't know exactly what they are saying. It is clear that there are alarm calls and long-distance calls, and mother birds instructing their young fledglings. There are also chortles and peeps from one bird to another too faint to hear from a distance. As much as it seems to be a language that each species understands, humans tend to hear bird calls as relaxing background music, a movie track to the great outdoors. We may not understand what they are saying, but we appreciate the tone and timbre of their song. For reasons that we are drawn to, but may not comprehend, bird calls are the soundtrack to seasons and nature and time. Whatever purpose each call has in communication with other birds, that sound has the power to soothe human stress and calm us to a much welcomed midday nap.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.